This is Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining Radioactive.
This is Radioactive.
Told you so.
And now it's that time of the year when Radioactive, following in the footsteps of the Emmy, Grammy and Logie Awards, pays its tribute to the world of television, radio, cinema and theatre with Radioactive's annual Bogie Awards. So let's go over live now to the Barnpot Hotel in Bournemouth, where the award ceremony has just begun.
Just for the day, you're a star, you're number one today. Person in the land, cause you've got a bogey in your hand. There's a bogey in your hand, there's a bogey. It's just to keep the patron in mind. Don't get totally blind. I'm even getting high.
Delightful. And you join us at the Barnpot Hotel for this year's awards ceremony, presented for the last time by Mike Channel. I'm Mike Flex, and I'm just here taking notes for next year. And Mike Channel gets to his feet.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And the audience see who it is and continue talking again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bogie Awards. Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue au prix de Bogie. Meine Damen und Herren, willkommen in die Bogischen Awards. This special evening, ce soir spécial, diese spéciale Nacht, includes awards for technical merit and artistic excellence. Includes awards for technical artistic excellence. What the hell, it's not going out to Germany and France anyway. I don't know. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this evening's glittering occasion, and may I begin by saying how delighted I am to have been asked to present these awards, a feeling which is only slightly marred by the knowledge that I have been chosen because I'm the only disc jockey on Radioactive not set to receive one. Anyway, we're joined tonight by several leading figures in the arts, and the Duke and Duchess of Radlett, and in deference to them, we will be kicking off tonight's award ceremony with some sophisticated, top-class international entertainment. So, if you've all got your cards ready, it's eyes down for a full house.
All the ones, one, clickety-click, 42, legs 11, 12, half a mo, lost me specs. There they are, on me nose. Hang about, feeling queer. Think I've had a heart attack. Someone call an ambulance. Never mind, it's too late.
Right, well, I'm sorry about that. Not often our opening cabaret artist pegs out on us like that. Good, well, we begin with our music section, and the award for the best female vocalist, and here to help me announce it, is the man they call a moron, Martin Brown.
Thank you very much, Mike, for that splendid introduction. And the winner is, I'll just open the envelope.
If we could just read the nominations out first, Martin.
Oh, right, yes, sir.
The category for Best Female Singer, and the nominations are Annie Lennox, Alison Moyet, and Madonna. And the winner is... Martin?
Me? No,
could you just open the winning envelope, please, Martin? Yes, or just tear it in half like that.
Right, well, the best female vocalist is... Rambo.
Rambo.
Yes.
So the best female vocalist is Rambo, is it?
Yes.
Yes. Martin, I think you'll find you've got the wrong envelope there.
Yes, the pocket, right. Something, right?
Right, so the winner of the best female vocalist...
Oh, 15 pounds in a Reader's Digest competition.
Again,
no, right. Here we go. This is it. What a surprise. They're going to cut off my electricity, Mike.
Right. Well, our apologies to the three nominees who have all made the effort to come here tonight. And to Martin Brown, thanks for nothing.
Bogey time.
And we come now to the award for the best male artist. And the nominations are Barry Manilow, Aha, and Elton John. And the winner, in reverse order, Nodge Notley, Aha, and Walinab Irab. And so here he is, Walinab Irab.
Not much of a singer, not much of a song, but I wrote it all by myself. So I could sing it when I'm lonesome, sing it when I'm sad. So tell me, why should it be that I wrote it too high, too high for my voice? I can't reach the top notes in my tune, 'cause I wrote it too high. I made the wrong choice. It's impossible for me to even prove.
The result now of the new award for the best use of foodstuffs in a sex scene. In reverse order, third was Kerrygold Butter in Last Tango in Paris. Second, Lyle's Golden Syrup in 9.5 weeks. And the winner was a Mars bar in Marianne Faithfull. Marianne Faithfull's film, Girl on a Motorbike. But now here's the winner in the best trailer for a forthcoming film starring Meryl Streep and Robert Redford category.
Out of favour. Meryl Streep and Robert Redford are out of favour. If I hear her do another phony European accent, I'm going to go mad, said The Guardian. Why the hell get an American to play the part of a British aristocrat, said The Times. Do Danish people really say Africa, said the audience. Out of Favour, starring Robert Redford and Meryl Streep, nominated Best Actress of the Year, and just beginning to get irritated.
All the famous stars today are united when they say the greatest accolades in showbiz are the radioactive bogeys. Radioactive bogeys.
Well, I've been given another award here to award, and it's for the best film, and the winner is Madonna. That's the one I should have read out earlier, I'm afraid. Anyway, oh dear, well the producer or someone or other of something or other to do with the best film is on the line now from Los Angeles. Hello? Hello, can you hear us? Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hello, Mr. Marshall, Mr. David Marshall. You've won this award tonight for, haven't you? So how do you feel? Hello?
Well...
sorry?
Well, I...
Sorry, you no. were saying... Has he gone?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Thought we'd lost you for a minute there. So, Mr. Marshall, perhaps you'd like to say a few words. Hello?
Yeah, well, I would...
Hello?
Yeah.
It's a funny man, he keeps stopping. So what are you working on at the moment, Mr. Marshall? Or don't you want to talk about it? Hello?
Yeah, I'll talk.
Well, he's been very secretive about it. Hello?
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 Oh, hello. Well, that's all we've got time for, apparently, so...
Bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and on with the All-Star Cabaret. I'm Philip Persigo, the Doctor Who Sings, better known as the Doctor Who Sings. And here's my song. Here it goes. Plum, dum, dum. My name is Philip Persigo, and I play the guitar. I seem to have left it in the dressing room, or maybe in my car. Let's forget this one. And I'm just going down now into our audience for a jolly bit of banter with one or two of them. Excuse me, have you come here on your own?
Yes.
I'm not surprised, because you're really ugly. Excuse me. What about my channel, eh? Do you like him? Yes, you, Spotty.
Yes, I do.
Really? I wouldn't say my channel was a bad disc jockey, but if my mother used to cook badly, then they're both about the same as each other.
I'm sorry?
You're sorry? Well, if you're sorry, then I'll have to excuse you to go to the toilet.
Why should I want to go to the toilet?
If you don't know, then I'm the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Well, I'm the Archbishop of Canterbury, actually.
Well, if you're the Archbishop of Canterbury, then I must be going back onto the stage.
And now we come to the award for the Best Natural History Sound Effect, and the nominees are David Attenborough for Life on Earth, Mike Flex for The Top 40 Show, and Edward Kerr for Wild Animals in Habitat. I'm sorry, Wild Animals in Their Habitat. Not wandering around a furniture store, no. And the winner is... Edward Kerr. Well, Mr. Kerr, it's a chance for those of us who missed your sound effects to hear some of them now. Perhaps you'd like to introduce the first one.
Of course. Well, this is a recording of two full-grown and ferocious African lions calling out to their mates.
Is that it? Tell me, Mr. Kerr, how close did you get to these dangerous wild animals?
I'm right up their noses. Just listen to this one, where I courageously captured the sound of the awesome African rhinoceros in the actual act of charging. Mein Gott, run, boy!
What was that?
That was the sound of a charging African rhinoceros. It's a very dangerous animal. You want to get out of the way, you know.
Right here, an award-winning recording of a less dangerous animal where you didn't have to get out of the way.
Very well. This is a recording of a Swiss mountain sheep. Mein Gott! Run for it!
Mr. Kerr, are you at all a cowardly man?
I have never been called a coward before.
Then perhaps a scaredy-pants, a sissy, spunkless, or brown-trousered.
Those I have been called, yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Mr. Kerr, congratulations on your award, and here to go with it is a radioactive lucky rabbit's foot.
Oh, my God, run for it!
The nominations for Best Pop Video this year are as follows. Back to the Future for Huey Lewis's Power of Love, Jewel of the Nile for Billy Ocean's When the Going Gets Tough, and Amadeus for the entire works of Mozart. Well, unfortunately, none of the directors can be here tonight, so the award goes to Dick Briggs of Meaningless Videos in Wardour Street for his Elvis Costello video. And I believe we have to see a clip of that now.
You ever stop to wonder how someone could have a name like Eddie Shaw? Have you ever asked yourself how did Jimmy Savile get to the Oscar? Have you ever pondered why Australians call Billabong a memorable? Have you ever asked yourself what an Irishman like me is doing? Singing a country and western song. It's cause I guess I'm changing my style. It's like I'm changing love who I am. I guess I'm schizophrenic, but again I guess I'm not. But when it comes down to musical styles, I've done the law.
comes down to musical style. I've done the love.
If you took a plane and took out all the seats and made them face each other, if you took off the wings, removed all the fire extinguishers, drank all the free booze on board, sang Una Paloma Blanca, and removed all the clothes from the air hostesses, then you'd probably be a British football fan.
British football fans available on trains and planes, and coming back to Europe very soon.
You don't have to be dressed like a city stockbroker to open a bank account at National Midlloyds.
I'd like to open a bank account, please.
Yes, of course, sir. You're an alternative comedian who earns over £50,000 a year. That should be no problem.
Thank you very much.
National Midlloyds Banks. If you've got lots of money, we're happy to talk to you.
Hello, I'm Joan Collins. Do you want to know the secret of my everlasting youthful complexion? Well, my secret's very simple. I'm always shot in soft focus. Soft, gentle focus is so kind to the skin. And it doesn't show up these horrible wrinkles which go under my eyes and down to my legs. Yes, when you've had as many facelifts as I have, you'll need soft focus.
Soft focus is the secret of soaps.
TV, radio, cinema. No matter who or what you are, it's a happy day when you can say, look at me, I've got a bogey.
Well, we come now to the highlights of this evening's ceremony as we turn our attention to radio, and in particular the Radioactive Awards, where members of this station pay special tribute to themselves. And the first of our Radioactive Awards is for Most Flagrantly Over-Budgeted Programme of the Year, and it goes to Mike Fleck series Council Matters, and I understand we're obliged to hear an extract of that now.
Well, I'm up in a helicopter above London, and I've come up here because it's the only place to find out a bit more about the proposed library extension in Lewisham. And I'm joined by the library supervisor, Bridget O'Hara. So, Bridget, where is the proposed library extension going to go exactly?
Just down there, somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And what's it going to look like?
Well, you really want to speak to the Borough Surveyor about that?
Well, I've now come down to the carnival in Rio de Janeiro with the Borough Surveyor of Lewisham. So tell me, is the Rio Carnival the sort of thing you had in mind for the library extension?
No.
No, no. But if the proposed extension does go through, then there's one place where the shockwaves will certainly echo, and that's here in Hollywood. Barbara Streisand, how are you?
Just fine.
Splendid. So there we have it. Some people say one thing, some people say another. The controversy rages, and next week I'll be putting some searching questions to the Mayor of Lewisham in the Skyline restaurant at the Marrakesh Hilton. Until then, this is Mike Fleck saying, could I have a little more caviar, please?
If you're feeling sad and lonesome, don't just sit there on your awesome, make your way right now towards the Radioactive Bogey Awards.
Come now to the award for Best Stand-In for a Radio Programme, which this year goes to Øyvind Vindstrøm for standing in on Anna Raby's phone-in show. And we can sadly hear an extract of that now.
I mean, I can't lead a normal life anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know who to turn to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just at the end of my tether.
Yeah. And on with the music.
Strike up the band, dim the lighting,
the moment's exciting,
the tension's starting to rise.
Just who's gonna win that prize?
There's such an atmosphere,
it's hard to keep yourself dry.
Those who lose will sever their wrists,
the winners, well, they'll all be pleased.
The award now for the best religious program on Radioactive, and the nominations are the Right Reverend Reverend Wright for God Alone Knows. That's it, in fact. God Alone Knows is the only religious program we do. Anyway, I'll just open the envelope. I'm sure the Right Reverend Reverend Wright is finding the tension almost unbearable. And the winner is... oh, the Right Reverend Reverend Wright for God Alone Knows. And I see that, in fact, the award is going to be collected by the show's producer, Malcolm Stone, just coming up to the stage now. Oh, and in fact, the Right Reverend Reverend Wright also seems to be coming up quite fast, in fact, from the back of the hall, leaping over the tables, and Malcolm Stone is on the stage, and he's off again, pulled off by the Right Reverend Reverend Wright. Perhaps you'd both like to collect the award. Malcolm?
First of all, I'd like to say this isn't just an award for me.
It's not an award for you at all, it's for me.
First of all, I'd like to thank my wife.
No, I'd like to thank my wife.
Yes, I'd like to thank your wife, of course.
I did.
The best religious award there. And move on to the best radio drama category.
You cochon!
Language. So while the police are removing the winners of the best religious program, it's an opportunity for us to hear an extract from one of the nominated programs, the Radioactive Drama Rep Live Space Epic Serial, Roy Rovers of the Galaxy.
The year is 3570. This is Captain Kerbishley of the Starship Intrepid, the most technically advanced ship in the universe, calling Mission Control 500 light years away on Earth. Hello, this is Captain Kerbishley calling Earth. Come in, Earth.
Captain.
Hearing you loud and clear, Earth. Will do. Come in, Scotty.
Here I am, Captain.
Great. Scott, where are you? Great Scott, where are you?
I'm in the engine room, Captain.
Well, we're ready for launch. For launch.
Okay, sir. 54,321 ignition. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have liftoff, Captain. We are already losing gravity. We are already losing gravity.
Thank you, Chipper. Type our position into the computer, Doc.
Yes, sir. My God, Captain, take a look at this. What a beautiful evening.
Chipper, I think I'll go to bed with you and Scotty. Chipper, I think I'll go to bed. With you and Scotty in charge, we should be...
Good night, Captain. 1 minute, Captain Ivy. 1 minute, Captain. I picked up something, I'm afraid. A terrestrial reading on the screen.
Show me the plan, E.T. Show me the planet.
It looks uninhibited. It looks uninhabited.
Okay, Doc. The ship... Okay. Dr. Ship.
My God, the alarm system. It's meteorite. It's a meteorite.
Mike Channel has sadly had to go back to the station to do his 3 o'clock in the morning show. Right. But finally now we come to the big one. Anna.
What do you mean? Are you implying I'm sorry?
Would you like to announce the big award?
Oh, right. Well, this is the most coveted award of the evening, the Radioactive Gold-Plated Award.
And now we proudly present this evening's top award. The most prestigious award of the evening. The climax of the evening. It's the very best award of the evening. It's pretty important. Yes, nothing tacky about this one. It's the Gold Plated Award.
Yes, I think we're ready now, and here to present it is our chairman, Sir Norman Thompson. soul.
Thank you. Push off.
Right. Firstly, I'd like to mention the sound people, without whose technical excellence we managed this evening. Apart from that, the whole evening has passed remarkably smoothly, and I'd like to add that in a very real sense, there are no winners here tonight, as everyone is required to give their awards back to me on the way out. Right, the gold-plated award for outstanding service to radio, and the nominations are Postman Pat, Giles Brandreth, and Mike Flex. Now, bearing in mind the quality of the nominees and the fact that this award is in my personal bestowal, I have absolutely no hesitation in awarding it to myself. And for those of you who question my services to radio, let me point out that I put in a 24-hour day. Admittedly, most of it is spent eating and sleeping, but I feel that the gold-plated award goes only part way in compensating for the few hours a week I have to spend in the company of the deadbeats, imbeciles, and all-round fatheads who I am to run my station. Thank you very much. If you could all leave the hall now, as I've only booked it until midnight, and I have no intention of paying the technical staff any overtime.
Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson Wood, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope, and Michael Fenton Stevens. Songs by Philip Pope, Steve Brown, and Michael Fenton Stevens. And the program was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins, with additional material by Michael Fenton Stevens. The producer was Paul Mayhew Archer.
And now here is some transmitter information. Listeners on VHF in Wales may experience some interference throughout the next programme due to a transmitter fault. This is expected to continue for some time, as the BBC doesn't consider a small group of people who speak a foreign language worth the trouble of some simple and rather cheap repairs. We would, however, like to assure listeners in the home counties, and in particular the Henley area, that this will in no way affect them, and that the team of workmen painting their new transmitters should have finished work by next Thursday, just in time to start painting them again a more attractive colour. Probably a nice, subtle light green.